Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, part two of our interview with Marilee Mora. Randy Thompson joins us as we talk to the president and CEO of the Reno Tahoe Airport Authority. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Mike Bosma, Michael Hackett, and Connie McMullen. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group customer care team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
What does the massive Tahoe Reno Industrial Center offer to Northern Nevada? Well, there's an incredible amount of oversized infrastructure in place, along with hundreds of sites to accommodate relocating or expanding businesses. The park includes IT ecosystems, call centers, data centers, e-commerce distribution, and there's defense system manufacturing, clean energy, there's renewables and recycling, and we're just getting started. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
The doctors at Eye Care Associates specialize in surgical and medical treatments to maximize your vision results. They can change the way you look at the world.
LipiFlow is an exciting new technology used in the treatment of chronic dry eye disease.
The procedure is quick, usually about 12 minutes, virtually painless, and performed in their surgical suite. Don't let dry eyes interfere with your life.
We perform a comprehensive evaluation to determine whether or not you will benefit from LipiFlow.
Your sight is critical. Call Eye Care Associates for an appointment.
This segment is sponsored by Forte LLP, a locally owned economic development and government relations firm. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're going on with part two of our conversation with Marilee Mora. She's the president and CEO of the Reno Tahoe Airport Authority that takes care of the Reno Tahoe Airport and also the Reno State Airport.
Yes.
And in our previous broadcast, we were talking about a lot of cuts that have been made to air service in northern Nevada and into places that I would think are extremely important for both the regular travel and as also the business traveler, but even more important, the convention traveler. So we've lost service to San Francisco, Oakland, also to Portland and Seattle. And, you know, my question to you is, you know, because obviously we need a new plan because, you know, the way that the airline industry is going, we are not appealing to the Southwests and others to come into the marketplace because we can't sustain that. So when you go out to the business community and you're saying, business community, we need your help, are you suggesting to major corporations, the IGTs of North Nevada, that you need to commit to a certain amount of seats on a flight each month, each year? Is that the way you approach this?
And let me just clarify to begin with. We still have service to San Francisco on United Airlines, and some of these markets that Southwest Airlines has pulled out of, the shorter haul markets. Fortunately, we have Alaska Airlines like Portland and Seattle and San Jose, that Alaska Airlines is serving those markets. But we are looking at a new model, and with the business community, we may need some help with marketing new flights, or some of the model that we put on the table might be a combination of a subsidy for a new flight and the marketing side. So the airport cannot be in the business of doing any subsidies with an airline due to our Federal Aviation Administration regulations. But We can do marketing, but we may be out in the community talking about if we have a big opportunity, let's say one that the community really wants is either New York or Washington, D.C., we need some help to, you know, mitigate that risk for the first part, maybe the first year of that service.
Now, over the years, we've seen hotel casinos across the state, particularly in Elko, down in Laughlin, and we also, I believe, Allegiant works with Harrah's here in Northern Nevada to have their junkets come in and out on those planes. Is there a way to expand those programs so that we could have some kind of regular service? Because one of the problems to me with some of the airlines you mentioned was that if I want to go to Las Vegas on Sunday and come back on Friday, I need an airline that has a plane that's flying on those days.
Right.
It doesn't help me if they're flying Tuesday and Thursday.
And some of those models we've traveled, because I think it really needs what we've seen. It needs to be a business, as you say, a flight that appeals both to the tourism side and the business, so you can support it through the whole week. So, and an example of that, we did have Allegiant Airlines providing weekend-only service to Oakland for about 6 weeks, and that model didn't quite work. And the same thing for Bellingham. That was like a six-month program that they tried. So I think what we're looking is really a balance of getting new air service, a flight that really appeals to both, serves both our business community and our tourism sector.
So what are you hearing the most of, you know, in terms of complaints about the service?
Well, I think the most desired, I'm going to put the positive spin on it here. I think the most desirable locations that, you know, what we're hearing is that people want East Coast service. So really at the top of our list would be service to New York and to Washington, D.C. So those are opportunities that we're working on. You know, we're getting some service in June. It's once a week to Minneapolis. That's a destination that's very important to this community because of the bowlers coming in, and there's a lot of connectivity through Minneapolis to bring those bowlers into the community. So that's also, you know, one that's very highly prized in the community. Atlanta is also one that we've had in the past, and we'd like to have that back here in the community.
What are the convention hotels telling you?
You know, I think some of the destinations that we just talked about, East Coast service, I think one of the things that we're really proud of working on right now that we're really excited about is potential service to Guadalajara, to Mexico. So I think that would be really a wonderful thing to have Mexico service. We've had charters to Mexico, but we're working on a flight to Guadalajara. So I think that given the growing, our growing population, really with the Latino community here, that's one
that
we're really...
It's 25% of the state now.
It certainly is. And it's
become, you know, the Mexican community is becoming more affluent.
Yes, and what we're finding is a lot of people travel to Sacramento to take a flight to Guadalajara nonstop, so we don't want those people traveling over the mountain. We'd like them to be able to fly right out of here because a lot of them are going back to, you know, visit friends and family, and likewise their friends and family want to come here to Reno. So this year that's a high priority to try to obtain that service to Guadalajara.
But there's other international aspects too. I mean, we do a lot of marketing into Asia, Macau, and a lot of the Pacific Rim, which they like to golf and gamble.
What? I hadn't heard that.
Yeah, and they like to ski too. But
while they're
really,
gambling.
Hey, skiing can be a gamble. But how is the RSCVA working with you guys in developing some of the international markets and some of the international conventions or conventions that will bring the international market here?
Well, you know, we work very closely with the Sparks Convention and Visitors Bureau and with the Nevada Commission on Tourism. And both of those entities really work on both domestic and international opportunities. And I think when we talk about China, or, you know, primarily our opportunities there are really based on the cargo side. Mm-hmm. I think Las Vegas has a lot of work that they're doing trying to get passenger service, certainly to China. And what I really like to see is I hope that we can be a tag on to Las Vegas because here are some people that might really appreciate kind of our ecotourism, so to speak, you know, the clean air, the outdoor activity. So I'm hoping that in the future we can kind of have, you know, we have the gaming here, but we also have all the outdoor activity. So I think that there's really opportunity in the future to partner more with Las Vegas to package, you know, the state of Nevada.
Okay, let's take a break. More on the airport and what they're doing right after this.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
This segment is sponsored by Forte LLP, a locally owned economic development and government relations firm. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Mary Lee Mora. She's the president and CEO for the Reno Tahoe Airport Authority. So have you made inroads at this point with the Las Vegas Convention Authority, or who are you talking to in Southern Nevada? And because they've had enough trouble just getting visas for people to fly from Asia, and getting trouble, you know, getting flights in from Asia. So what is your outreach at this point?
And you know, we really look at that outreach being through the convention bureau to convention bureau. You know, we will be partnering, you know, talking to our airport counterparts in McCarran, but that really happens through, I think, through, you know, Nevada Commission on Tourism. They do a lot of international familiarization trips on behalf of the state, and also I think just the conversations that happened between the two different convention authorities, between Las Vegas and Reno. But you know, again, we look forward. I think there's a lot of opportunity in the state, really, to bring people here to both major cities.
Well, what you have done, though, as we talked about a little bit in the last segment, is the outreach to China for cargo.
Yes.
And in looking, you guys have got a lot of fingers in the pie on that one. What are some of the things you're looking at doing in the cargo world in Asia?
Well, you know, basically building these relationships in Asia take years, and so we've been at it for a couple of years, building those relationships in China, and what you're seeing is really the development of secondary airports in China, which we think we could play a part in that role. I mean, I think the good news is that geographically we're so well positioned. We are closer to Shanghai than Los Angeles, so when a cargo carrier looks at us, they can save money on the fuel for flying in here, and we're so well positioned to, you know, in terms of our freeway access to really get the goods out from to surrounding states, you know, particularly California, from the Reno location. So we're out promoting really the advantage, the cost advantage of doing business here in Reno, and I think, you know, really the physical, the demographic of being, you know, really close and being able, a good position for trucking from here to surrounding states.
And distribution is becoming a bigger and bigger part of what we do here, and that enables you to lower costs for the airlines, correct?
Right. And, you know, really when we look at the cargo carriers, what they pay in landing fees to operate the airport, that really helps offset our cost for the passenger airlines, so they really work mutually together, so it's beneficial. So again, we're seeing a 5% increase in our cargo activity. I think, again, that's reflective, you know, of the warehousing and distribution activity in the community, and we only look down the road and say we see that growing.
That good old Tahoe Reno Industrial Park.
Right. One of our proud sponsors.
Exactly.
And, you know, we talked about what's going on out at Reno State Airport, but you have a lot of economic development around the airport itself.
We do indeed. And one of our strategic priorities is economic development of both Reno Tahoe International and Reno State. So we do have vacant land around Reno Tahoe. Many of you might have noticed as you come in and you see the Hyatt Hotel, which has been, you know, just done a fantastic job and been very successful from day one. But, you know, there's land there and there's land around the airport that we're going to actually be putting out in the next year and a half for requests for qualifications for development of that land. We have some good news on the horizon that our first piece of land in a long time, we just had our board recently approve a tentative 50-year lease with Dermody Properties locally. They're doing due diligence on an area of land south of the airport that's actually on the airport, the old Home Gardens area, and about 45 acres that they would be building a spec industrial building. So, you know, I think that area has been vacant for so long. We've been advertising it for so long. So to me, this is a sign that there's a vitality that's returning to our community when people are now looking at developing the land at the airport.
Well, Steve Hill from the governor's office said that there is no more industrial buildings left in the state, that everything from now on has to be put up a new building.
Right. And, you know, that whole same equation is that Stead Airport is the biggest piece of industrial land that is available. So that's why it's so important, you know, with the unmanned aircraft systems coming into northern Nevada and to the state of Nevada, there's great opportunity there on that land.
Yeah, the only thing that I pointed out as a negative about this whole UAV program is that outdoor nude sunbathing is gone. It ain't coming back.
That might be a good thing. And there actually is a new tower out instead, too. They just opened.
Well, just opened. You know, luckily, 2 weeks, mid-December, we opened the new Stead Terminal, and it was like 2 weeks just before we got designated as the FAA test site. So great opportunities. It's really a milestone for Reno Stead Airport. And we expect that some of the unmanned aircraft systems companies will be taking some space in that building. We have a little bit of space to lease.
We keep our fingers crossed on all of this. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
When kids are hungry, they're not thinking about math. They're thinking about food. That's why school breakfast and lunch programs like this one, funded by Barrick Gold, are so important. We have several students that they don't eat at home. They don't have food. These are the only meals that they'll eat today. But at least while they're here at school, they don't have to worry about being hungry. They can concentrate on learning. That makes a big difference. Huge difference.
Are you looking for affordable, high-quality health care? At Northern Nevada Hopes, our community health center provides primary care, women's health services, behavioral health counseling, and social services, all in one location in downtown Reno. We accept insurance, Medicaid, Medicare, and the uninsured, and our dedicated team of professionals works together to serve you. Northern Nevada Hopes, your partner in health.
Discover the textures of the Starving Artist's Art Sale. Discover the beauty that real hand-painted oils can bring to your home. Original sofa-sized paintings sold elsewhere for hundreds of dollars, as low as $19. Smaller paintings from $9, and absolutely nothing over $69. This Saturday only, discover the Starving Artist's Art Sale. In Reno at the Ramada Hotel. Original sofa-sized oil paintings from $19. This Saturday only, 10 to 4.
Do your cabinets look worn out and outdated? They work fine, but they don't look fine. What do you do to make them look new again? Call Enhance, the revolutionary affordable way to renew your cabinets and wood floors in Sparks. Enhance in just one day could have your cabinets or floors look new again. Enhance can change the color of your cabinets too for so much less than buying new. Look at these before and after photos. Amazing in just one day. Call Enhance in Sparks now for free in-home consultation at 358-8808.
This segment is sponsored by Fortech LLP, a locally owned economic development and government relations firm. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Michael Hackett is here with All Risk Consulting. Connie McMullen is the publisher of Senior Spectrum Magazine. And Mike Bosma is a CPA and host of the Bosma on Business radio show on News Talk 780 KOH. Pleasure to have you all here. We're taping this the morning after the State of the Union. Your initial thoughts, Michael Hackett?
I actually thought it was pretty good on both sides, to be honest with you. I think my big takeaway is it's setting the stage and providing clarity for what's going to happen, what the issues are going to be for each side in this midterm election. I think for
Obama, what were your top three?
I think for Obama and the Democrats, it's to shift it away from anything that has to do with health care, and it's to focus on issues regarding income inequities, the war on the middle class, minimum wage, things like that, where I think for Republicans, it is going to be all about the Affordable Care Act and health care, and I don't think they're really going to be looking at anything else. So that was my big takeaway from it.
Connie, what was yours?
Well, I think he spoke well, as he always does, and he set his stage for what he wanted to do. I always look for the hows. I think he spoke a lot of the obvious things that Americans are thinking about and feeling, but it's the hows are the big thing. I'm a strategic planner, and that's what I look for. How are you going to get it past Congress? He doesn't have a whole lot of popularity with Congress, and it's getting more entrenched. I think he's a lame duck, but I think he's a very popular man still, so I think he has some work to do.
Do you think that there's anything that could be accomplished in 2014?
I think unemployment is a big thing. The Affordable Care Act, we still don't know the results of the impacts, especially on the states. It's been horrendously expensive. The Affordable Care Act, as far as unemployment and those people who need health insurance, that's going to be the biggie, I think.
Michael?
Yeah, I don't. I just thought this was a grab for power. I mean, really, it's, the government's going to fix all of your problems, and this is how we're going to do it. We're going to make sure that our government contractors are paying.
Not the government, though. The president.
The president,
executive
right?
Order.
Yeah. Okay. Well, is there a government beyond the president? That's another discussion. But we're going to fix everything. We're going to start by doing it to make sure that our contractors are paying a certain level of wage, and that we're okay being passed on to us, to the people. That those types of bold statements that really kind of say, I know how to fix it, one voice for the economy. Can the government really, really impact the economy? It's private sector that impacts the economy much more efficiently, which is why the economy's dragged.
I mean, if you put it into infrastructure, then you can affect the economy, and you can actually get a positive result at the end of it,
right,
with bridges and infrastructure and things like that.
The idea is when the economy's off, that you're able to get better pricing for those types of infrastructure projects.
Raising the minimum wage.
Right. So the idea is, well, we're going to put these people to work because they don't have any work, and so it's a less burden on the overall economy, and it gets us going again. But if you say, well, we want to do these projects and then pay more for them, then what all that's doing is, yes, it's putting more dollars into the economy, but it's a significant cost. I mean, with interest rates, with easing a QE3, I mean, they're right now interest rates haven't really moved, but if they just start to move up just a skosh, which means if the economy actually does get better, we're not going to be able to service our debt. I mean, there's huge issues out there that weren't even addressed.
Michael?
Well, I understand what you're saying, that government cannot be the be-all and end-all of what ails our nation as a whole right now. But I also do see a failing on the private sector part, specifically corporations. When you look at the amount of money they're sitting on, the corporate profits are an all-time high. Why aren't they hiring? Where are the jobs? What are they doing with that kind of money? And so I think there's enough blame to go around, to be honest with you.
If I may. So you look at after Sarbanes-Oxley, and really they made it a good old boys club to be a publicly traded company. Mm-hmm. The cost to be able to get into play, to be able to have that type of access to capital, is significant. And really, if you look at what profits are from outside of publicly traded companies, they're stagnant at best. And so the middle market of companies, those that are privately funded, are struggling by and large. And you look at those, and the small businesses who really can catapult hiring and pay well. there's just been a stifling of creativity because there's no capital, and the regulatory burden to be able to get into business, any kind of business right now, is insane.
Well, and that's always been, Mike. I mean, anybody who starts a business, if they knew what they were getting into,
right,
would never start a business.
Isn't that the truth?
Connie, what do you think about the president and his executive order raising the minimum wage to $10.10 an hour for future federal contract workers?
I don't think it goes far enough. It just appeals to federal contractors. I think it should have been expanded. I mean, it's tough enough to make a living today, and in today's economy with inflation, that's just not enough money to live on.
But you know something? You know, in Nevada, that automatically puts an extra dollar on top of that because
sure.
of
and it's hard for small
year.
Business, yes, but people still need to make a living so they can take care of their families.
Okay, but you know, the minimum wage was never meant to be the wage. It was meant to be a starting wage. And I remember Michonne Squaga of John Squaga's Nugget fame said to me one day, yeah, we hire people at minimum wage, but if they're any good, they get promoted almost instantly.
Sure, but what about the retirees? The retirees who are trying to find a place back in the job market that are forced to come back. Minimum wage sounds pretty good for somebody who's living on Social Security alone.
Anytime you suck. You know, Mark Pingle.
We got about 10 seconds.
Gotcha. Mark Pingle from UNR Economics Department said this. Anytime that you create a minimum amount that you can pay somebody, basically you're saying if you don't have that much in value, you don't deserve to eat.
And that's where you got to leave
it. That's terrible.
That is tough love. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this time out.
That's how.
If the recent changes in health care have you feeling like there's a lot to learn, you're not alone. Did you know nearly all Americans are required to have health insurance in 2014? At Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield, we've done our homework on the new health care law, so we can help you make an informed decision. If you've been living without health insurance or are looking for other options, there's good news. Many people will now qualify for financial help to get the coverage they need. Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield can help you get the financial help you qualify for and find the plan that's right for you. All our plans offer $0 preventive care benefits to help keep you and your family healthy, like checkups, immunizations for kids and adults, mammograms, blood pressure, cholesterol, and other recommended screenings, all at no out-of-pocket cost to you. Have questions? Give us a call. We'll provide answers and walk you through the process, or go online for more information. Our plans cover doctor visits, prescription drugs, hospital stays, and more. We want you to get the care you need. With our plans, you'll have your choice of doctors and hospitals from our network. And Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield's online tools can help you find a plan that's right for you and give you convenient, easy access to doctors in your area. Call today. Your coverage is guaranteed, and there are no medical exams required. Generations have relied on Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield for their health care coverage, and now you can too. Act today. It's not too late to apply for health coverage in 2014. Open enrollment ends soon. Now you can get reliable coverage from a name you can trust. Call us at 1-800-892-4638 to find out how much financial help you may qualify for. That's 1-800-892-4638 or visit GetAnthemHelp.com.
On our next broadcast, we'll talk with Danny Thompson, the Executive Secretary Treasurer of the AFL-CIO. Lots going on with him. See you on the next broadcast.